Voyage.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to this edition of Scumbags of History with your host Brittany Schmidt and Mateen Stewart.
I'm talking about scumbags of history. Talking about these people suck ass. They were pieces of shit. They still pieces of shit. Scumbags of history. Scumbags of history.
Mother Teresa, Dr. Seuss, Gandhi. Is it possible that these enlightened historical figures were total scumbags? That's what we try to decide each week here on Scumbags of History, where we pick through the dirty underwear pile of lesser-known facts about some of the famous people society has put on a pedestal. We're your hosts, confirmed scumbags, Mateen Stewart.
I'm Brittany Schmidt.
We're comedians, not historians. We're probably going to get some stuff wrong from time to time, so don't, I repeat, do not use us as a reference on your research papers.
Use AI.
Yes. Let's get started, scumbags. All right, today, Brit.
Martin,
yeah, I've been called worse. But we're talking about American president. He was the 15th president.
15th? I thought he was like the third.
No, he was like the 15th president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
Sure, he freed the slaves, but he was using the N-word and telling black jokes while writing the Emancipation Proclamation.
It was the times, man.
But like as he's writing it about freedom, he's like, hey, these N-words are going to love this. Jokes on them. It won't change anything.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Tell me what you know about Abraham Lincoln.
Old Abraham, would you believe if I told you I don't know anything about him?
Yes,
would you believe? I didn't even know. I thought he was like the second president. I thought it was like George Washington and then Abraham Lincoln.
No.
And then.
So you don't know how time works. So Abraham Lincoln.
Hey, no, let me finish telling you what I know.
What do you know?
He always wore that stupid hat.
Okay.
He definitely did not have Manscaped because his beard was never trimmed. He had a Riley, like, wild beard.
A Riley beard. Oh, so he wasn't the 15th. He was the 16th.
Okay, so I think he was the one that did the Civil War. I think he was like, we should stop being so racist. And he sent some people down there and was like, let's.
So he was a president during the Civil War.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Oh, okay, good. He was a president. Yeah, I think he was like, we shouldn't do that. And then apparently, according to you, he was saying the N-word. But I mean.
Well, he was saying the N-word while he was
saying the N-word in a joke, enslaving black people are two very different things.
But he's like making jokes about black people while he's talking about freeing them.
But he talked about freeing him and he did it. He talked the talk, he walked the walk.
Well, we'll learn why he did it and what he was doing while he was doing it.
Okay, Mateen.
Yes, Mateen.
I'm telling you what I know.
Yes, and I'm telling you.
As a proud.
You're an American.
As somebody who's.
Okay, do you know what dollar bill he's on?
The
You can tell she don't fuck with broke people.
I don't fuck
you
with
almost
broke
said it. You
it's
almost said
digital,
it.
It's all digital, the $5 bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fuck with broke people.
You know what coin he's on?
The penny,
yeah, yeah. He's on the penny.
Yeah, so I don't interact with that currency ever.
You don't? No, pennies, we shouldn't have pennies.
No, I have a digital wallet.
Yeah, we shouldn't have
you
pennies.
You can Venmo me at It's Brittany Schmidt.
Did you ever see the Lincoln movie?
No.
You never saw the Lincoln
no,
movie?
No, I heard it was good. It was that Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah, I heard he fucked it up.
He did. He did a he really good job.
Daniel Day-Lewis has done like three movies ever and like wins an Oscar for
everyone.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But he did play Abraham Lincoln.
Right. I should watch it, maybe. I won't, but I'll say that I will. Okay, so anyway, he went to the fucking movies, or the play.
Yes, he went to the play.
And then he lost his life.
He got
assassinated.
He got assassinated.
By Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. John Wilkes Booth.
Welcome, good. Jesus Christ.
Who was an actor?
Who was an actor. He was out of work. He was on strike, like SAG.
Yeah, he was on strike.
He was striking, and then also striking with a bullet.
It's the equivalent of like...
You know I'm a sharpshooter.
I know. I saw you. I've seen you shoot guns before.
I'm a fucking sharpshooter. Well,
you're from Wisconsin. You're born with a
watch out. I have a better shot than my dad.
And a gun.
My dad owns 63 guns, and I'm a better shot than him.
I remember the funniest thing one of the funniest things you told me is how your dad didn't want to come see you in Illinois because his gun license was suspended.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It was his concealed carry.
Carry was suspended.
Yeah. It wasn't suspended. It just expired.
Oh,
it was, he doesn't. Okay. Yeah, well, he doesn't like.
Well, expired. That's suspended. Yeah.
But Chicago's too dangerous. He's like, I'm not coming to Chi-Rock.
Without my gun.
Yeah, like, I'm not coming if I'm not strapped.
He did not cross state lines.
He came.
But he didn't bring his gun.
No, he did. He just, he didn't have it on his person, but it was in his car.
Yeah, because he follows the rules.
Yeah.
Just like Mr. Honest Abe followed the rules.
Yeah, Mr. Honest. Oh, yeah, that's his whole thing.
Yeah.
What a dumb, lame thing to be, is Honest
Abe.
But grow up.
Anytime you have...
Who's honest?
Like a moniker like that, where it's like, old, good old Jim.
Right.
Like,
you're never usually, told a lie. It's like he exclusively lied.
Yeah, Honest Abe. He became U.S. president. He was the 16th president. He became president in 1861 and issuing the Emancipation Proclamation that declared forever free slaves within the Confederacy in 1863. He was a great orator, which he gave great speeches.
I think they were boring.
Yeah, in his inaugural address, he warned the South.
Oh yeah, he
you
did that
have
one
no
speech,
oath.
The Gettysburg address.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that.
Well, I'm just telling you what I know.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
You never
we're gonna
finish.
Get to that. I did. The great orator. He in his inaugural speech, he warned the South, "You have no oath registered in heaven to destroy the government, while I shall have the most solemn one to preserve, protect, and defend it." Born on February 12th, 1809.
Okay, so we're not compatible sexually. But
no, in Hardin County, Kentucky, parents were born on indistinguished families, according to Lincoln's own account. He definitely did not come from a prominent family. So they were poor. He was born to poor families. So he was born in February 12th, 1809. He's the reason why we celebrate President's Day in February.
Interesting.
Because of him and Thomas Jefferson. Wow. His mom died when he was 10. His dad died when he was 8. He grew up in a wild region with many bears and other wild animals still in the woods. He became a lawyer, and his law partner said his ambition was a little engine that knew no rest. He was team no sleep.
Hate those people.
Yeah, he was team no
sleep. Oh my God, I meant to tell you this because we were talking about it the other day. I fell out of bed.
Oh yeah?
We were just talking about how adults don't fall out of bed.
And you fell out of bed.
I fell out of bed.
How did you fall out of bed?
I got silk sheets.
That's why she don't know he on a $5 bill. Oh, silk sheet Brit over here.
They're really slippery, and I was flipping over. You know, I was saying you got to do it like a rotisserie. Yeah. But I lost.
While you were asleep?
Yeah, and I fell onto the ground, and I thought of you the second I hit the ground.
Because my daughter is sleeping in her own bed right now.
Yeah.
That's one of my worries, that she doesn't fall out of bed. But I bought these...
bumpers.
Yeah, these bumpers.
I'm not getting bumpers.
They're like bowling bumpers.
Yeah, I know. So I used to have them.
Yeah, you just sit up there.
Because I used to fall out of my bed all the time. Yeah, no, I fell out of my bed, and you were the first person I thought about. I was like, fuck.
Oh my God, usually I would have got a text like, oh my God, I just fell out of my bed.
Yeah.
But Lincoln, he would never fall out of bed. He was a big tall dude like me. He was 6'4". He married Mary Todd, and he had 4 boys. Only one of them lived to maturity.
So he's a bad dad.
Well, they die pretty soon.
I think that's good. Partially parenting for sure.
You know how a lot of people didn't live. Like a lot of people, to be born, back in those times, if you actually made it out of, especially as a woman, a lot of women died.
I would have loved to have lived during that time.
Yeah,
just 5 years.
Yeah.
Get me in and out. It's been 28 years too long.
If you had a kid, you would probably die.
Well, I wouldn't have a kid.
Yeah.
Would have died during my abortion.
Yeah.
I would have died doing some ho shit.
Your illegal abortion.
Yeah, I would have been in the black neighborhood at the Planned Parenthood.
I was like,
trying to get an abortion.
And Mary Singer would be like, not her. We want to keep this white baby.
Save the Aryan race.
But little did they know that was not a white baby.
Yeah,
it's not a Brittany.
<I'm> not.
It would have been in the house, but it was not going to be. Oh, it wouldn't have been in the field, but it would have been in the house.
That's what I told my dad. I was like, Dad, you know I'm going to have a black kid, right? Like, whenever I have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm getting ready.
To shoot it.
Yeah. Like, we're going to see how racist your heart really is, because there's nothing he wants more than a grandchild.
I mean, once the grandchildren come, it usually subsides all that.
But, yeah. But, no, I know. But I'm.
But when you get married again, but he got married.
Oh, when I get married again, you're like, when you do it the proper way. No, not the whore way. No, like you did it, Mateen.
Yeah, I did a whore way. I'm a whore.
Yeah,
there's no wrong way to have a kid.
No. Love is love, baby.
Love
is
love.
Sometimes it makes babies.
And you can if you can afford it, have it. He lost the race for Senate in 1858, but was such a great debater, it gave him a national reputation and won him the Republican nomination for president 2 years later. So he was like Barack Obama before Barack Obama. Well, no, like when Barack Obama spoke at the Democratic National Convention as a state senator, like everyone was like, this guy is the guy. So he was so good when he ran this race. Everyone was like, who is this tall man who's so great at speaking? And 2 years later, he became president. He worked across the aisle, rallied most of the Northern Democrats for the Union cause. He says Northern Democrats because back in the day, most Democrats were Southern Democrats and they were horrible people. Was a gracious winner. He won re-election in 1864. He won the Civil War, but encouraged Southerners to lay down their arms and join speedily in the reunion. So the South wanted to become their own thing. Abraham Lincoln was like, no.
They're like, we've got the sweet flag.
Yeah.
We got free labor, flag.
Sweet flag.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Confederacy, which is hilarious to me, most people that were fighting for the Confederacy.
Mateen's black fact of the day. Fact.
Most people that were fighting for the Confederacy couldn't even afford slaves. So they were fighting just
to be racist.
Yes. they were like poor farmers.
Yeah.
They couldn't even afford a slave. His second inauguration, he said, with malice towards none, with charity for all, with a firmness in the right, as God gives to us the light, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up this nation's wound. Ooh. He wrote that and said that after the his second inauguration. That was a speech. But sadly, we lost old Honest Abe. He was assassinated at the Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., by actor John Wilkes Booth on Good Friday, April 14th, 1865.
Not to toot my own horn, but I knew everything about Abraham Lincoln.
You knew all this stuff?
I feel like I said it in the beginning.
Well, you said some of this stuff. You said Wilkes Booth.
I feel like I hit every single important thing.
Yeah.
Gettysburg Address, good speaker, freed the slaves.
So you know why we say John Wilkes Booth?
No, Mateen, why don't you tell me?
Don't tell to us. So anytime someone's assassinated, you use their whole name.
Why?
So because you don't want to get them confused with anybody else.
With another John Booth?
Yeah. So there's so many John. So like Lee Harvey Oswald. Anytime.
Oh, interesting.
Like,
But not now that there's all these school shooters, we can't keep track of that many names.
Well, no, it's usually assassinations.
Oh, okay.
But usually, I mean,
are school shooters not assassins? Because the kids aren't.
I guess
important.
It's too many. I guess. I mean, what school shooters? I can't think of. I can't name any.
That's
there's
what I'm
so
saying.
Many.
There's but so
like,
many.
John Malko Muhammad, the DC sniper.
Yeah.
They use his name.
I guess they try to not give them press like at the name level because that's.
But
what those
but even the
want.
Guy, but the guy that shot up the gay club, Abdul Mateen.
Yeah.
What
list
was his
of
name?
School shooters. Yeah.
Do they don't use their. There are three names.
I sort of hate this.
Wow, it's a long list.
Oh, it's not even in our country. Look at all of those other places that are doing school shootings.
We have the most.
Trendsetters. I know. I guarantee we started it.
Yeah, we definitely started it.
What's his name? Columbine did it, right? That's the first one.
Well, that's the first prevalent one. But those guys.
Oh, I'm sure there was more.
Those are those first. Those are the. I don't know.
Columbine
those guys
was
names.
Like the big daddy that fucked everyone up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that one on the right looks like a shooter for sure.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
The one on the left looks like he had a future.
Can we look up a picture of John Wilkes Booth? So there's this whole thing that John Wilkes Booth really didn't, because he broke his leg. So he jumped down from the balcony after he shot him. And he broke his leg. And they think he died from his wounds. But there's also like a.
You don't think Lincoln had a fixer?
No, because they couldn't find him. They found him dead. So that's his headshot.
Oh, they found him dead.
Yeah, because he bled out or whatever.
That's his headshot, and he got Lincoln with a headshot.
He got Lincoln with a headshot. So this is like the equivalent of like some character actor like shooting the president. Like Steve Buscemi.
Okay, yeah.
Shooting
I mean, that's perfect.
Because
yeah.
I mean, he had some notoriety, but he was drunk when he did it. He went in there, shot it. And that was like...
You think he was just fucking around? You think he was just doing, like, he had a bet with the boys?
No, I think he was drunk. It was like, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go
fucking kill the president.
That's a crazy thing to just do, drunk.
We're going to take a break for our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get right into the scumbag facts when we get back. We are back. We are talking today. Our scumbag is Honest Abe, Mr. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president
of the United States.
He was an old Honest Abe, all right. And he said some real honestly racist things. Because why? Of course he did. Like, of course he did. He was a president of the United States.
My forever argument on this show is it was the times.
It was the times.
It was the times.
Lincoln may have freed the slaves, but he didn't want them to be equal to the whites or even hang out with white people, basically. In a debate with
the... He was like the Clippers owner.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, why do you bring them...
What was his name?
Donald Sterling. Why do you bring
them... You can hang out with
to
them.
To my game.
You can hang out with them. You can give them high fives. But
do not bring them to my game. No,
where the majority of them are on the court.
Yes. And talking about Magic Johnson, he has AIDS.
Look at it.
And V Steviano.
Shouts
out to V Steviano.
I wonder what she's up to now. I wonder if she's still wearing that visor.
She is wearing the V visor.
Yeah,
but,
V-visor.
Yeah, so Lincoln was like that. He was like, hey, I don't want them around me. I don't want them anywhere near me. Black people shouldn't even talk to white people. Here's a quote from Mr. Abraham Lincoln. I will say that then, and I am not nor even have been in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and the black races. Everyone applauded that I am not nor even, this isn't what he said, ever, have been in a favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor qualifying them to hold office, nor intermarrying them with white people.
Not great, but you know, if you're easing in the concept of equality, he's like, listen, we're not going to give them too much, but we are going to let them go.
I mean, he don't want to marry them.
right?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Yeah. He's like, we're just going to let them out.
But we don't want them.
They're not going to get much.
We don't want them in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But no.
Let's build a Planned Parenthood for them first. It's like, first and foremost.
To get rid of them.
Let's get...
But here's the thing.
Subsidized housing and a Planned Parenthood going.
He didn't want them married. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. Like, even interracial marriage. So this is in 1865. It wasn't until like 90 years later where interracial marriage became legal in 1954.
It's crazy how recent everything is.
Like the fact that we are in this room talking to each other civilly as equals is crazy. Like, if you told my grandmother when she was a child that this would be a day, she'd be like, nah. If you told Abraham Lincoln, he would shoot himself in the head.
When I leave here, I am going to say, you raped me.
And Mike's a witness.
Yeah, and they won't believe
him
us.
Like, no, he didn't. She's like, no. Oh my God.
They will believe me.
Yes. According to a Talk of the Nation episode, Lincoln was a man who may have hated slavery, but used the N-word, told racist jokes, and hoped to resolve America's racial dilemma by sending blacks back to Africa. So he was a leader. He wanted to be like, yo, we can release them, but we don't want them here. Let's send them
home. Right, we got to get them home.
Back to Africa, which is very disrespectful, because where in Africa are they going to go, first off? And then most of these people, I don't think
respect was at the top of his list.
I know, but that's why he's a scumbag. But then the thing about it is, like, to send these people back, they would have to go on a boat. It's traumatic. That's a traumatic experience, because a lot of the slaves came here on a boat.
Oh, I know.
And then
a lot of them didn't fucking make it.
No, more than you would think. Yeah. That's why I don't get on boats. Because fool me once.
Because you never know.
No.
Bitch, you never know.
No, I never know.
Doesn't do a cruise. Not a cruise comic.
No, I'm not a cruise comic. Lincoln also once floated an offer to the Confederates that would allow them to keep slaves until 1900 if they surrendered. So he was like, yo, Robert E. Lee, yo, bro, if you surrender, I'll give you 35 more years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did he surrender?
No, I mean, no. They didn't. They had to make them surrender. Oh. But it was a time where that was an offer on the table.
Yeah.
When they were negotiating.
35 more years.
Yeah.
It's like two more generations of slavery.
Yeah, of people.
Yeah.
And yeah, he said Lincoln was too nice to a point it got people killed. Okay. Lincoln's greatest flaw came out of his strength, which was generally liking people and not wanting to hurt them. He always wanted to give somebody a second or even a third chance. This weakness proved disastrous with George McClellan, who was the head of the Union Army for some months near the beginning of the war. Lincoln should have fired McClellan within the weeks of seeing how narcissistic and insubordinate he was. In parts, Lincoln didn't because at the time he didn't have enough confidence in his own understanding of military affairs. So this guy McClellan was a fuck up.
Yeah.
And he probably should, Lincoln probably should have fired him.
Right.
But he was like, yo, man, like.
But I also like the guy writing about it being like his greatest strength. His only weakness was his greatest strength.
Which yeah, this is
like, see, it's like somebody bullshitting on their resume. It's
this
like,
is Doris Kern yeah, Goodwin.
That's like, what's your weakness? It's like working too hard, trying to like, it's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Whoever's writing it is a fluffer.
Yeah, this is Lincoln's Doris fluffer. Kern's Goodwin. Author of the book about Lincoln interviewed.
Who cares?
By the
anyway,
Press
it's
Review.
A fluffer. And that's not a good account. Basically, he's just a coward and he's not a good leader to be like, hey, you're fucking up. We need to replace you.
Lincoln didn't because at the time he didn't have enough confidence in his understanding of military affairs. He was still learning about how to wage war by going to the Library of Congress. So he's no Winston Churchill.
He's no Churchill.
He's no.
At around this time, Winston's on his sixth book.
Yeah.
Winston's getting ready.
Well, Winston's not born yet, but like at the point.
No, Winston was in 1900. He was on his sixth book.
No, but this is 1860s.
Oh.
Yeah. So he had to go to the Library of Congress. And he was reading books on how to fight war.
Okay.
Like this is the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to fight war.
So that's why he had that big hat on. He had cliff notes in there.
He had cliff notes in his hat.
Pulling about. He's like, how to wage war.
So he's reading his book on military strategy. But in the end, it was his inability to hurt people that made Lincoln keep McClellan on for too long. As a result, battles were lost and thousands of soldiers died who might have lived had Lincoln fired McClellan earlier. So it wasn't just a small flaw.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess like a police officer that gives a guy a second chance.
Yeah.
And then he goes, that guy goes off and like kills a bunch of people.
Right.
Yeah. So that's essentially what was a flaw of Abraham Lincoln's. There's a lot of rumors about Mary Todd and Abraham Lincoln's relationship. According to the New York Times, Mary Todd was not a great first lady, okay? She was a compulsive shopper. She ran up huge debts that she tried to hide by falsifying bills and misappropriating federal funds.
Oh, yeah. She
was...
This is why we owe China $3
trillion. Yeah, she accepted lavish gifts from men, and then she lobbied her husband for patronage appointments on their behalf. Dude, so she was, I don't know why.
She's a fucking G.
Yeah.
Fucking G's move in silence like lasagna.
Can I see what Mary Todd Abraham looks
like? Yeah, she's shopping. She's running up federal debt.
She has a movie about her, too, I think.
She's fucking, she's a toad. Mary Toad Lincoln.
Oh, no, it's Todd.
I know.
God damn it. I don't know why I just tried to correct you. Oh my God. These are the people who think they're a superior race. They don't have mirrors back then.
She just went off of all the
Brittany just called her Mary Toad Lincoln. Oh my God.
All the dick she was getting.
And so she was emotionally unstable and
she hit all of her feelings under that dress.
She was emotionally unstable with explosive temper and she would always have these migraines.
She was a pill popper.
Yeah.
And this is my girl. This right here is my girl. Pill popping hoe running up debt.
So this is about her. I don't know why.
Okay.
She had a lot of migraines, like really bad headaches.
Needs some Botox.
It caused her to have all these issues. Have you ever had, like, I had a migraine the other day and I realized how easy it was to just chop my head off.
A migraine will make you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Real good migraine will make you want to end your life.
Yeah.
And I usually want to end my life.
All
but
the time.
Just like, if it feels like there's a blade going through my fucking brain, I can't. My amygdala's out. I'm done.
And not only did she have a lot of migraines, she had a debilitating menstrual condition.
Because she was getting too much dick. All these guys were pushing
and
it
what
out
was
of her.
Most likely.
Endometriosis.
And she had bipolar. She was all over the place.
Those crazy bitches that guys love.
And according to some articles, most scholars approached Mary Lincoln's shortcomings with compassion, excusing all of but the worst of her sins on her account of her traumas and mental illness.
Yeah.
So Mary Todd, a lot of people...
Mary Todd.
Yeah. A lot of people blame her for a lot of his issues. They say that she was a burning, scorching hell, the relationship was. And there is rumor that she played a role in the circumstances of his assassination, at least as far as people in the attendance.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. Why would she want him assassinated? She's spending government money. She's spending tax dollars on Birkins. She's fucking sucking strange dick. She's popping pills.
Not only she's sucking strange dick, and they're like, yo, these guys want to fuck me, or they fuck me. Give them a job. Booth's conspiracy on April 14th, 1865, was that the murder a number of top members of the Lincoln administration, including General Ulysses S. Grant, who was on the $50 bill and also was a president, was expected to attend the play with the president and his wife, Mary Todd. Grant and his wife were not fond of the first lady, however, and declined Lincoln's invitation to the play, saying they were visiting family in New Jersey. They were not in New Jersey. Had Grant been there, he may have been assassinated as well, or is believed to even foil Booth's attempt. That's some bullshit. That's that whole fucking Marky Mark shit.
Fall right after he shot him?
Yeah, like that's all that whole Marky Mark shit where it's like, I would have stopped 9/11 if I was on that plane. Like, who's to say Grant would have stopped fucking Booth from killing him? This is all conspiracy. Yeah, Lincoln was reportedly reluctant to attend the play at Ford's Theater, in part due to foreboding dreams. But he felt obligated to attend with his wife after General Grant turned him down his invitation. So he was supposed to go with General Grant and his wife. General Grant was like, nah, man, I ain't going because we don't fuck with your wife like that.
He's having visions and he's like, and then his crazy wife's like, we're going to the fucking play.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, I got these tickets 3 months ago from the guy whose dick I was sucking on the corner. We're going to the fucking play, dog.
Oh, man. Yeah. So
she just needed a break from her mental illness.
She was bipolar.
Yeah.
According to CNN, he never displayed a visceral dislike of black people. That was a norm during the era. Lincoln was saw black clients in his law practice. Other historians have talked about how comfortable Lincoln seemed to be around black people, treating them as equals, shaking their hands and answering letters from black soldiers seeking help during the Civil War. Lincoln was the first president to invite an African-American and a number to a White House. He often greeted them with open arms and outstretched hands. There's also a well-known story of how Lincoln, as a young man, stumbled upon a slave auction in New Orleans and watched with disgust as bidders pinched the flesh of a black woman and made her trot like a horse and test her fitness. Lincoln reportedly said to a friend...
Lincoln's like, $10.
I know. He's like, you guys only paid $5 for it? She's worth at least 10.
He's like, here's my face on a bill.
It wasn't quite there yet. Lincoln reportedly said to a friend regarding slavery, if I ever get a chance to hit that thing, slavery, I'll hit it hard.
Slavery. If I ever get a chance to hit that thing, she's running around.
I'll hit it hard. Lincoln evolved in his public address for the first time in a public setting. Lincoln expressed his support for black suffrage, which is voting. This statement incensed John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth didn't like that Lincoln wanted black people to vote, and he was...
I thought he didn't. I thought he wanted them to go back to Africa.
He did, but then he was like, he evolved a little bit.
Well, if they're going
to
stay.
Yeah, he was like, if they're going to stay, you know, I want black people to vote, which ended up making John Wilkes Booth very upset because he was in the audience when this was happening. And John Wilkes Booth vowed, he goes, that was the last speech he will ever make. I don't know if he said it like
just
that.
Just an out of work, drunk actor.
Yeah.
Like half of Hollywood right now.
Like he got very upset. And Booth made good on his threat 3 days later.
Cool.
So 3 days later after that, Booth was like, yo, Lincoln gotta die. And he shot Lincoln in the face.
Gang shit is all I know.
All right. So that's Abraham Lincoln. He was a president of the United States, 16th president. He was racist.
Yeah, he was racist.
He had a crazy wife. But I think
men love crazy bitches.
I know, because obviously everyone was trying to get with her.
Nobody's talking. That's why nobody's talking to me, because I'm so sane.
I will refrain from commenting. I'm glad you're sober now, which is good.
That's when they loved me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when they loved me because I was real crazy. Fucking crazy. I was like, give me a 9mm and we'll talk. Like, I was like, I put that in a text message. I had someone bring it up to me the other day.
You're out of control.
I said, you know why your dick's so small? Because you took 3/4 of it and shoved it into your personality.
Oh, wow. That is...
I ruined a guy's life with that. Yeah. He brought it up to me 10 years later.
Yeah, because like, that...
think about that. Because
people don't forget shit like that. Like, people don't forget...
I wish I had the balls to say that still.
Like, this woman has been dead for years.
And yeah.
Abraham Lincoln had been
dead. She's a menace.
Yeah, and people remember shit that he said. Like, the fact that we're bringing up that he was making racist jokes while he's signing the Emancipation Proclamation.
He was just trying to blow off some steam from his crazy wife.
People don't forget shit. So, I mean, with all that taken into consideration, I'm not surprised that he was doing this. I think he didn't want to free the slaves. He wanted to keep the Union together. Confederacy did not want to be a part of America, and he wanted to keep America together. If the Confederacy was like, yo, we will keep the slaves, just give us 35 more years, Abraham Lincoln was cool with that. But the Confederacy was like, no.
Yeah. I think, you know, we overhype him a little in terms of, like, how pure his intentions were for freeing the slaves. So I think that's where like the scumbaggery comes in. But because his views did evolve and he stopped being like, we got to send him back.
So where would you put him on our scumbag scale?
That's what I'm trying to get to right now. I'm trying to say everything. Like all the facts that are in my head right now, I'm trying to get them out right now. I feel like being slightly racist at a time when the country was like literally...
The worst ever. Yeah.
And telling a racist joke here and there and having a crazy wife. I just don't think these things are that scummy. And I do think he ultimately ended slavery in America. He didn't end race. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the problem still persisted, but he made huge steps. He went to that slave market and he said, if I ever get a chance to hit it, I'm going to hit it hard. Yeah. And he did.
That is a direct quote. But they said he was talking about slavery.
Of course.
I like they were like, the fantasy goes. That one time when he was in New Orleans, he saw this big booty ass slave.
Big booty slave.
And it didn't like how she was being treated. And he said, if I ever get a chance to hit it, I'm going to hit it hard.
Damn. You know he was packing too. Well, you don't know. Well, 6'4".
He should
be. But you never know.
Big hands.
You never know.
Well, you never know. You would know more than I would know.
Of course I would.
I've done some field research
and I've been shocked a few times.
That's always sad if you're like a big, tall dude and you're not.
Just happened to me.
Yeah.
With what's his name?
Yeah.
I was on earth?
But it's all relative though, right?
Not really.
Okay.
No. I digress.
No, we're talking about, it's
skinny tall. Dudes pack anacondas, though, like little shorties.
He was skinny.
Yes, I bet Abraham was fucking hung.
Hung, honestly.
I bet he was hung.
That's why his wife was so crazy.
Yeah.
So he was sick.
So I'm putting him on the scumbag scale pretty low.
Okay.
Because I don't see any glaring, like he didn't cause 3 million people to die.
A lot of people. Okay. Yes.
The war was not great. Like, how many people did we lose in the war?
Millions.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know 1 million people were here back then.
Yeah.
I didn't even know 1 million people existed. The Civil War. How many people
did we lose in the Civil War? Let's see. Civil War.
On both sides. 620,000, not that many.
Well, okay, not that many. But if you look at the population,
I was going to say, I didn't even know 1 million people were here.
I mean, that is a lot.
There was like 5 people here.
But that is a lot of racist to the population.
Anyway, scumbag scale for me is going real low. Like the lowest ever, probably like a 32.
32?
Yeah.
You know what? It's so funny because I was going to go in the 30s too.
Yeah.
I was gonna say 35.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Abraham Lincoln and we go to the things like, do we still stand for Abraham Lincoln?
Of course
I still stand for Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Like, even though the byproduct, his intentions weren't the purest, like you said, but the byproduct of his intentions made it so that black people were free.
Yeah.
So I don't see how I could be like, fuck Abraham Lincoln. You know what I mean?
Right, and like, then he also like turned it around where he's like, he continued to evolve, which I like because like, some people just get stuck where he's like, let's send him back to Africa. And then he's like, actually, maybe let's give him rights to vote.
To vote.
And, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like he continued to be like.
I would have been excited to see what he would have done if he didn't get killed.
Right.
But also I'm of the school is like what he did for with black people. Like, I feel like he had to die. Like,
yeah.
Like he, like they had to kill him.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want him to continue. Cause he would have evolved. If he evolved this much in that short period of time, his second term, he might've got a few more terms.
Right. You know,
he could have.
We needed to stunt.
Yeah.
We needed to be stunted.
So yeah, I mean, I would go 35.
Yeah, I think he's pretty low.
Because he's, you know, he's Abraham Lincoln. You know, he's honest Abe. He wasn't a perfect person, but like I said, he was a president that caused the Set the Ball movement for black people to be free in America. So, I mean, for that, I'm a stan. I stand with him.
I stand with old Abe.
Yeah, he's one of the presidents that are on money. He's on the $5 bill. And on the penny, which I feel like we should get rid of. Okay, so we've all said some wild shit. We've all said some wild shit. Is it some like wild shit that you've said in your life that you like completely the opposite of right now?
100%.
Okay, what's an example?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Nuh-uh. No, I was like, I don't know. When I was young, I was brainwashed. Like, my family was very conservative and I was raised, I didn't know anything except for what I was raised by. And then I like got out into the world and I was like, oh, I literally didn't know until I was 18 that you couldn't say the N word.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
No,
like I was raised in a home where it was like.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I didn't know. I like.
It's ignorance.
Yeah, it's just you're so like.
It's who you're raised
around. You are
around.
A product of who raises you. Yeah. And I was raised very sheltered and I didn't know anything. And I would like. Rap and say the end like I just all the time it was like very casual to me. I didn't have any idea about anything. I just didn't know. And so it's like I was a fucking idiot for a long time and I talked like an idiot.
It's ignorance.
It's like I said things that I would never say today.
But
it's like I even feel bad saying that out loud now because I'm just
and I can see your face change about it. And I know it's very difficult to talk about certain things, and especially when it comes to race, but like, I don't fault anyone that grew up racist and there's like, if they're not racist anymore, you mean?
Well,
like,
it's not that I was racist. It's that I didn't, it's not like I had like the heart of a fucking racist.
But it's ignorant. But like,
yeah,
the prejudice and everything. You
right.
Just didn't
it's
know.
Not like, yeah.
It's just ignorance.
I just didn't fucking know.
Yeah. Like, so, you can hate black people.
No. I didn't know.
Yeah. You just.
I just thought it was way more cash.
Yeah.
Thought the N word was a little more cash.
Yeah. And it's nothing wrong with that. You grew up in Wisconsin, not around a lot of black people.
I saw one black person until I turned 18. There was one black kid at our school, and that was it.
And you called him black kid? No.
I didn't call him anything. I didn't talk to.
He was just number 25 on the basketball team.
No, he didn't even play basketball. Oh, wow. He was special needs.
I mean, it's so. So here's the thing, right? We have lived two different, completely different lives. And the juxtaposition of our relationship is so funny at times. But like, you grew up around all white people in Wisconsin. I grew up around all black people in Detroit, like all black people. I can name the white teachers that I had in my life on like, I've had three white teachers in my whole life. I've had no white classmates. I've never had a white person in a class with me. So like for my whole life, I was never around white people. I went to a black college too. So yeah. So for me, I think I changed the opposite. Cause like I was always under the intentions of like, I'll never fucking date a white woman.
Yeah.
Like never. Like, oh no, I'm never like, no, I'll never do that. No. Black. Like that's, so that was just like very like anti-white woman.
Yeah.
Like being with a white woman and just like, it's so horrible. But I mean, that came from my parents and my mother who like, who grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama,
right,
where she went to a segregated school.
Right.
So she had reason to be like, stay away from the white devil. You know?
Right.
But then I went to Australia and these white women started paying attention to me. And I was like, okay. Where has this been all my life?
A little white sugar.
But yeah, I
a little Splenda.
Yeah, I opened up that realm to
Pandora's box.
Pandora's box, yeah. And without a white woman, I wouldn't have my first black president. So which is true.
You are so stupid.
And also I wouldn't have my granddaughter. My daughter is Erica's half, and my daughter is my daughter's grandmother is a white woman.
Right.
And yeah, I used to be a lot more homophobic too.
Oh yeah, well that's big in the black community.
Yeah, yeah. Homophobic.
Like,
yeah, I grew up, you know, in churches and saying that gay people are gonna go to hell or whatever, and yeah, that's not, hell's not even a real place to me, but
hell is right here, right now.
In West Hollywood. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. I love all my gay brothers and sisters.
We're just gonna get canceled in the last 5 minutes of this podcast.
No,
it's a fucking hotbed for
us. This is the stuff we need to talk about.
I know.
The things that make us uncomfortable, because you change, you evolve as people, and who we are in our younger days doesn't necessarily mean who we are today.
Right, it's like Abe.
Yeah.
Like Abe.
And that's what he did.
Send him back to Africa. He's like, actually, let's give him rights to vote.
Let's give him right to vote. So are you still pro Lincoln after hearing all this? I mean, we are.
Yeah, we stand for Lincoln.
We stand for Lincoln.
Stinking Lincoln.
Great car too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how the Lincoln is
Mercury.
Yeah. Well, the Lincoln is made by Ford.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He got shot at the Ford Theater. That's our show today. If you're enjoying Scumbags of History, prove you're not a scumbag and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening. And subscribe now for future episodes. We're Mateen Stewart.
And Brittany Schmidt.
We'll see you next week, scumbags.
See ya.
Yeah. Loan me $5. Hey, listeners, Mateen here. Brittany and I just want to say thank you guys for listening to our podcast. It means so much to us. We want to continue to be able to make the show great for you. And an excellent way for us to do that is to make sure that you tell us more about you, who you are, and what you like. There's a survey link in the show notes. If you can fill that out, it would help us continue making the show as great as it can be for you. Thank you. See you later, scumbags.
Someone stands frozen, their hearts pounding. Sweat pours down their face as they gasp for air. They struggle to get out words, but it's of no use. They are dying. Dying on stage in front of hundreds of people. A comedian's life is not all laughs. Sometimes there is silence, dead silence. I'm comedian Jeff Schollerblatt, and with my co-host Golly Krupp, we interview comedians who have returned from beyond the grave to give us their worst bombing experiences on stage and how they rose from the ashes to have a successful comedy career. You may laugh at them, you may even feel for them, but most of all, you'll thank your lucky stars that it wasn't you up on that stage. As they recount the bombing, you'll explode with laughter. So join me on this unique podcast called The Night I Died from Voyage Media, anywhere you listen to podcasts.